So we're here about density, and I don't, Steve Creedon, just for the record in case you're recording me. We're here for the density issues as part of what I read was the issue from planning and zoning, if I'm correct. I don't really find an explanation of density for nightly rentals. We're talking about putting 9 nightly rentals on the equivalent 24 lots that are out there through the 3 different phases. One is called Wolfpack at the east side there, right there. That's Wolfpack. Then there's a separate lot where the house is just above it. And then there's 18 lots within those 2 phases. 3 are in the Timber Ridge part of it. So I'm a little confused to that. I don't know if there's something else on there that maybe you can clarify to what their ideas were for, it not being, not enough density. All the lots are 3-plus acre lots. So there's lots of room, and as if you can see, that house right there in the top right-hand corner, I mean, that's a 3,500 square foot footprint house, plus a garage. So you can see that the lots are pretty big. The little house down there in Timberline that you approved is, the footprint of it's about 2,000 square feet. So there's technically quite a bit of property there. There's a lot of road frontage. And it's, just where we're at. We've got a house built on lot 2 there.
This lot's not included. It's highlighted because his name was on it, just to give you a visual.
Yeah. It's an owner financing deal, so it's not in our name.
And this one.
So we ask that you reconsider it, or explain the density issues and approve it for nightly rental as Planning and Zoning approved it for 1, and I don't know if anybody doesn't have an issue or if they missed the meeting or what. I'm not really sure. I've not heard a lot of opposition from any of them, and I know everybody out there. I know they had some concerns, and I've addressed them individually. Our goal isn't to just make them all nightly rental. Here it is specifically designed for people to have the ability to do it when they want, legally. Okay? I mean, it's, I don't know how many nightly rentals you guys have classified in the county as legal, but you probably have 5 times that isn't, and I guess I probably should have done my homework and started pulling them up on Airbnb and checking them to his records and showing it, and I guess we'll have to start doing that. Probably be a good source to show that here's 35 in the neighborhood that, you know, are done that way. And I'm still a strong believer, until they change the rules, owning regular rental houses doesn't not work here. I've owned 46 of them. I will never own another rental in this county until they change the rules where the tenant has rights. So I don't know if any of you have rental property and know what I'm talking about, but this particular project has been a little hard to sell over the years, not just because of the economy. Part of it started as the distance. So distance out is quite a way for the person running in and out in everyday life, but nobody seems to have a problem with it on a vacation standpoint. They travel out to Lampy and Blue Eye and everywhere. So I don't really see as, you know, distance being a problem for them. It is kind of close to everything, in different senses. It's 3 miles away from, 3.5 miles from Big Cedar, something like that. And, you know, 4.5 miles from the lake. As the road goes straight, it's a lot closer, but.
Does the county maintain the road? Is it hard surface?
The county maintains the road all the way to Johnny Morris's property down at right in there. And then the subdivision, we've maintained the rest of it. And it's all, our road's paved. Theirs is chip and seal. The county's is chip and seal. So it's a good road. There's, I think one spot where it turns on Petunia. You can either call it wider or narrower. because people drive off the road in one little spot. So the gravel makes it wider, but the actual chip and seal is narrower, like it's broke off and not really been repaired right. But the rest of the road's in pretty decent shape. I mean, it doesn't have a bunch of potholes or anything. We've got 3 or 4 spots on our road. We've had to repair bad spots in the road. But it is a blacktop road, no curb and gutter. It's all ditches, culverts. So,
Howard, what was the thing?
I'm really struggling on this one. It seemed like, were we asking you, like, the size of the homes? Was that one of the issues? Trying to figure out, that was part of the density issue, right?
That was the lack of information, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think you guys have that in the packet of what our plans are for out there.
Okay. Yeah, he has a picture, or maybe I have the picture of the house.
And what is the plan?
You've got the picture. And that's just one plan. It's all going to be similar to that. Some lots are going to be a little different than others. If you've ever built, they don't all fit exactly the same.
And you're going to spec build these homes.
Correct.
And then sell them, and they're going to have a Division 3 permit for nightly rentals. So those folks have the option.
There we go. Is that them?
Correct.
To rent them if they choose.
And we actually drew out a little plat that shows, you know, where the houses kind of lay on the lots, roughly. They're 3 to 5 acre tracts. Biggest thing is to work around the septic, you know, so we got to pick the best spot for the septic, place the house a little bit around it. So that does play a little bit of a goal in how we set a house on a lot.
And the other item is it seemed like, and nobody's here tonight, but it seemed like one of the neighbors was worried about, is there a steep decline?
There's a
going into the subdivision by one of the homes that's built. Or?
There's a decline. It's okay. So when you enter from here, it's all pretty flat.
Yeah.
And you get to a gate that's no longer in use, and it starts to go downhill right here, and it goes pretty quick, and it kind of flattens out. There's another little hill, and then it kind of flattens out, and then this is a pretty steep hill. It meets county rules, but it is pretty steep.
Can you show the contours on the map? Is that possible?
I think that was one of the other items that I can recall from the
still built to the scope of the county rules, and you know the road's been built to every rule. It's actually built better than the rules because it's not a gravel road. At the time, it could have stayed a gravel road. We chose to pave it.
And the individual, you mentioned you talked to some of the homeowners, the individual that owns the home that is approved for nightly rental, did you guys speak with him directly?
The one that did the nightly rental, I've not spoke to him directly. I just, you know, he came before the board. He's actually the reason we thought of the whole idea there. As you know, he's going.
And he has two lots?
He has two lots side by side.
And only one home.
Correct. He has 2 3-acre lots. We have a bunch of 5 and 8 acre lots. If you look at the acreage on them, we've got quite a bit of property.
And Scott, if these were approved, and then he sold the homes, the new owner would have to come before the planning commission to get approved.
No, he came through as a Division 3, not
it
a special
a Division
use.
3.
It's a land use change.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
But they would have to abide by all the rules of the nightly rental. But it would transfer ownership.
Okay.
Change owners 10 times. It
correct.
Would still be
right.
Commercial or nightly rental property.
And the difference is it just makes it legal. You know, that really is the difference. I don't know the gentleman's issue down there. I've talked to the Holcombs and I've talked to the Fergusons who own 2 lots over there. And the Fergusons are getting ready to build and they asked my, you know, questions of, you know, what happened and, you know, why we asked and all that. And he understands because he knows what he paid for the lots to get them from us and so forth and so on. But it's, you know, I tried to explain to him. I says, you know, the reality is the traffic flow won't be as bad. We didn't use the 40% rental rate. We kind of used the 60, that was mentioned earlier. But 60% is a real number. So that's really where, you know, traffic flow and count comes in. And yeah, that might be 100% Fourth of July weekend, you know, and all that, and somebody might stay a week and some might stay 3 days and all that, and it could be a busy couple of days. It'd be no different than somebody having, you know, 9 houses with all their family come to visit at the same time and have, you know, fireworks in the road and everything, and then bam, you could have a mess. But I think they do that at fireworks displays everywhere around town, so traffic gets messy everywhere.
I know you've worked with some of the neighbors. Are you aware there was a letter in protest written to the county from one of the residents on Fruit Farm? Have you talked to anybody there?
Mm-mm. I'm not aware of it, are you?
Not
aware. No.
Public record, this?
Oh, everything in our files, yeah. Public record. Yes.
The Rush family, 3037. I haven't talked to them.
Mm-mm. 3037. Well, the address is 3037?
Yeah.
You want me to pull up the address for you?
Is that, that's before, that's the mobile homes before?
And their concern is traffic and septic.
That's the house right before. They've been against everything we've ever done. Okay. And I didn't talk, they're not in our subdivision.
3037.
Don't show one as that.
You, if you go back to the map, you can click on it and see if it's the name.
R-U-S-C-H is the name.
First name?
Marilyn and Rhoda.
So there's the beginning.
So they live here, and they went, and this used to be approved for a barber salon, back when we lived out there.
As a special use.
As a special use or whatever. And I think the mother and father live here, and the daughter lived there at one time. I don't know if she still lives there. And I'm not sure what happened to the property in the middle of the moon is it, but that's what.
I think two of them are mobile homes, and one of them, the two to the south are mobile homes, and the one to the north is a half-burn house type of house. And he worried about septic back then, too, when we got approved, and, you know, of course we have those rules and stuff to follow, so septic doesn't really... isn't really a big issue. Before it's done, we may have sewer on some of it. I think they're talking about running sewer. They've called us and contacted us about running it through the backs of...
If I'm correct in the way the engineer talked to me, it's coming down here and cutting through here with sewer.
Did you say each one of these lots are 3 to 5 acres, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You see the top of Avenue, please?
It loads as fast as mine.
Yep.
It's a lot of red.
It's faster when you zoom in. So.
Yeah.
So it slopes east to west here, and then a little bit continues there.
The lower road's pretty flat, the upper road's fairly flat, and the one gray wolf is the steep road in between. I still think it's better than Forsyth Street in Branson. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, any comments?
Specifically? Oh, I don't see a problem.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with it. I don't see the density issue that was cited. If there's missing information, I think obviously we still have to meet the criteria that we've set forth. I don't know what's...
My concern would be the road not being maintained by the county at this point, which has already got it paved. They're going to accept it.
They basically indicated in the letter.
Mr. could you... The county would accept that road. He's already paved it, he said.
I don't remember, but I think they're just waiting on...
Yeah.
Well, certainly a public road. I remember Cedar Creek Brass Lantern Resort, Harlem. Of course, we're going back a few years, but there were 7 gates to open. 7 gates to open.